Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome into this Halloween edition of the Thursday Rewind. Hey, it's AJ, and tonight, it's a bit special. It's just Halloween music, so it doesn't matter the year, nothing like that. I'm just in the spirit for the holiday, eating some candy, so let's get straight into it. Our first song tonight, it's Warren Zevon and Werewolves of London on the Hill.
In his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Around your kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. And a gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
I really don't understand how he can howl while playing the piano. It must just be an added skill that he has. And tonight, also, Halloween favorite around here, from 1962. It's the MASH. It's the Monster MASH. Yeah, Monster MASH. Who doesn't love that?
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from its coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
Mash. Good.
Monster mash.
Yes, Igor, you impetuous young boy. Mash.
Monster mash.
And our final Halloween song for this Halloween special of the Thursday Rewind. Now, this one is a bit special. It's not really a quote-unquote song. It's a mashup that you can find on YouTube if you look it up. It's called Thunderbusters. Why is it given that name? Well, that's because it's a mashup of AC/DC's Thunderstruck and the song Ghostbusters. I know what you're thinking. It sounds terrible. It's not. This is going to be stuck in your head. You're welcome.
Yeah!
Hey, it's AJ, and that's going to do it tonight for this Halloween edition of the Thursday Rewind. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, it's going to be online at chapelboro.com in the on-demand page if you'd like to listen again, and I really do appreciate you giving it your time. More of the After Hours next on The Hill.